Video: Drunken Fight at Water Park Leaves Woman Unconscious. By Amy Furrow, May 27, 2021. A drunken fight occurred inside an Ohio water park recently when a person reportedly cut in line, resulting in two arrests and an intoxicated woman left unconscious, according to a video. As the New York Post reported, the footage, posted last Wednesday to YouTube, shows several visitors at the Kalahari Water Park in Sandusky throwing punches after witnesses claimed someone cut a line for the park's surf attraction on May 17. Lifeguards momentarily break up the dust up until a man appears to punch another park goer, setting off an all-out melee, the footage shows. A woman later identified as Brittany Cabe reportedly attacked a man before he allegedly picked her up and dropped her on the ground, causing the Michigan woman to lose consciousness for a few moments. The clip also showed a man whom reports identified as Cabe's boyfriend, Zachary Collison, throwing a chair before he fell to the floor and was knocked unconscious. When an EMT worker arrived, Collison allegedly attacked the person once he regained consciousness. In addition, Collison allegedly hit a deputy and was tased before he was taken into custody. Collison and Cabe were taken to a hospital for their injuries and were later charged with persistent disorderly conduct while intoxicated, police said, adding that Cabe told them she was in school to be a police officer, the Post article read. Erie County Sheriff Paul Sigsworth told 19 News that type of crime had become routine at the water park in the past few months. "We've had too many incidents there that have quite frankly been fueled by overconsumption and abuse of alcohol," Sheriff Sigsworth explained. In addition, Collison was charged with assault on a peace officer, assault on an EMT, resisting arrest, and failure to reveal personal information. Cabe was accused of aggravated menacing and failure to identify herself to officials. Collison was reportedly wanted in Michigan for the alleged theft of a vehicle. A third individual in the video was also expected to face charges for throwing Cabe on the ground, the Post article read. "We want everybody to come and have a good time, but we want them to be responsible with their consumption of alcohol," Sigsworth noted.